Good evening. This is the 7 p.m. Eastern Time update on Hurricane Irene. Irene is now centered near the North Carolina-Virginia border at the coastline. It's going to be moving over the next 12 to 24 hours along the shoreline of the eastern United States before making a final landfall in southern New England during the day on Sunday. There are several threats from this hurricane. The first is within about 100 miles of the coast to the west of the center is going to be a large area of excessive rainfall. 6 to 12 inches of rain is possible in this area with isolated amounts to 20 inches. This will cause severe flooding in some areas. It's also still a large hurricane with the wind fields extending out nearly 200 miles to tropical storm force winds. The passage of those winds will take as long as 24 hours in some locations. Those winds are moving onshore towards the coast and will be driving a storm surge along a portion of the coastline from North Carolina northward. The areas we're most concerned with for storm surge are Norfolk, Delmarva Peninsula, Delaware Bay, the coast of New Jersey, New York Harbor, and Long Island Sound, where surges of 4 to 8 feet could occur, and in some places will occur near high tide, making the flooding worse. In all these areas, preparations should now either be complete or being rushed to completion. At the National Hurricane Center, I'm Ed Rappaport.